OM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mee Treadwell announced this morning he will run for U.S. Senate in 2014, seeking the seat now held by Mark Begich. The Republican, in an announcement, says he made the decision following an intense exploratory effort that persuaded him he has the support to build a winning campaign. Treadwell says his campaign will focus on three principles. He says he will fight to reverse the Obama administration assault on families and freedoms. He says the federal government borrows and spends too much, and that he will fight for fiscal sanity. And he also says he will fight for Alaska. Record high temperatures were broken throughout the state yesterday. Talkeetna topped the charts at 94 degrees. But thanks to an east wind, Nomites also had a record-setting day. Shortly before 4 o'clock yesterday, Nome reached 84 degrees, breaking the record for the highest temperature ever recorded in the month of June. The previous record at 83 degrees was set on June 7, 2004. The 84 degrees also broke the record high temperature for June 16th. The previous record for the day was 77 degrees set in 2005. Jerry Steiger with the National Weather Service in Nome says Nome fell short of hitting the overall high temperature record from 1977 when the mercury hit 86 degrees. But yesterday was the sixth warmest day ever in the city. Why the heat? Nome and other communities in the Norton Sound are not feeling the air conditioning from the ocean due to the east wind. Steiger says what we're feeling is air that has been baking in Alaska's interior. Steiger says in response to the heat today, Western Alaska has seen wild swings in the weather this spring.
In the last 2 weeks, we have broken record rainfalls, record cold, and now record warmth.
And Nome isn't the only community that broke records yesterday. Record highs were also set in McGrath, Fairbanks, Juneau, and throughout the Panhandle. And Unalakleet was the hot spot in the state yesterday at 2 o'clock, when the mercury there hit a whopping 88 degrees. And, according to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service, the heat is expected to continue today. This heat wave has wildlife officials on alert. KUAC's Dan Brose reports quick action by firefighters is credited with keeping a wildfire away from homes and cabins near Harding Lake, south of Fairbanks. State Fire Information Officer Sarah Sarlos says the conditions coming together could spell trouble.
Red flag warnings are expected statewide, and they could last for a while. Lightning is predicted in the interior, eastern interior, and also into south central.
Sarlo says firefighting resources, including crews and equipment, have been ramped up and pre-positioned statewide to respond. She says conditions are ripe for both lightning and human-caused fires.
So we need people to be aware of any burn suspensions in their area, and also just to be heads up because we are in fire season is in full swing.
The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for much of the state today, from the interior to the northwest coast, including the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, to the eastern Norton Sound and the southern Seward Peninsula. ExxonMobil is investing in the Arctic. The company has partnered with the Russian oil giant Rosneft to build an Arctic research center in the Kara Sea, north of Russia. The project is starting with a $200 million investment from ExxonMobil. In the press release last week, ExxonMobil says activities at the research center will look at environmental protection and safety, as well as ice, geographic, and ocean surveys in the Arctic region. Rosneft president and chairman of the management board, Igor Sechin, says the ARC will be able to provide new technologies to assist with safe and efficient work in such a challenging climate. The investigation continues into a burglary last week in Marshall. The incident occurred at the Marshall Teen Center at 4:30 in the morning last Friday. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the burglars were interrupted and scared off before anything could be taken. Initial damage is estimated at $2,500. Alaska State Troopers are investigating a four-wheeler collision that occurred in Upper Kalskag last Thursday. Troopers say a 21-year-old driving a Honda ATV crossed into the opposing lane of traffic and struck another Honda four-wheeler head-on. The 49-year-old driver and two juvenile passengers were hurt in the crash. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says minor injuries were sustained. The accident occurred on Airport Road in Upper Kalskag. Troopers say speed and alcohol were factors in the crash. The native village of Wales is on the lookout for diseased seals this summer. That's thanks to a tribal wildlife grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The funding will provide for equipment and staff to document sightings of diseased, stranded, or beached marine mammals within a 60-mile radius of the community. Kathy Rezebeck is with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
We could not do all of the work really necessary without the help of local communities.
The $33,000 grant is one of only three tribal grants awarded in Alaska this year. Sean Komanasiak Sr. wrote the grant proposal for the Native Village of Wales. He says this will help pay for efforts to understand the unusual mortality event that began in 2011.
We had beachcombers and such, but with the high cost of anything anymore, I mean, a four-wheeler costs $10,000. Gas is $8 a gallon in some places. There's no real beachcombers that really go out anymore without taking a bite in their wallet.
But now this grant provides funds for a three-person staff. A survey monitor specialist will work daily, documenting sightings with the assistance of administrative office worker and an on-call helper. The team will also have a new ATV, recording equipment, a GPS, a computer, a digital camera, and sample and animal body bags to help collect, record, and photograph beached sea mammals. Komanasiak says any information gathered will be shared with the UAF Northwest Campus and Fish and Wildlife. This is the first time the beach surveying grant has been allocated to the community, but the grant is only for the season. Komanasiak hopes it can be renewed on an annual basis to find answers about the UME. He fears that down the line, marine mammals may show no symptoms, but could still have the disease.
The bottom line is, once we harvest something like that, we don't eat any of it. It's a waste of animal. It's a waste of our gas and bullets and money. And, you know, we want to know why.
Komanasiak says this expanded collaboration with researchers helps keep the community informed. The price of gold in New York has fallen $16.50, trading at $1,369.20. Silver has fallen 19 cents, trading at $21.76. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 arrived in Nome at 12:05 and is expected to depart at 12:53. Unofficially 50 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.